Frank
弟兄，他住在我们的小区。
He lives in my community.
啊，我们可以看他和他的妻子今天都在我们当中哈。
Yeah, today his wife is also.
啊，我不知道他年龄有多大哈，但我觉得他年龄可能跟我们的徐牧师年龄差不多了。
I don't know how old he is, but he must be the same age as Reverend Xu, our pastor Xu.
那我在小区呢，差不多每天都能看到他，他服侍的身影在小区里到处到处走动来参与服侍。
So I see him very often.
他今天要来分享他服侍的经历。那我
Today he wants to share his experience in serving the Lord.
我初步知道哈，他在可能28年前，他就是在海地做宣教士。
What I know is that 28 years ago he was a missionary in Haiti.
他在海地做宣教士呢，做了14年。
He has been a missionary in Haiti for 14 years.
然后他又加入这个 FEA 的宣教机构。
And then he joined FEA, the ministry of FEA.
负责Caribbean 地区的这样的 director,
and he's the director for the Caribbean area.
所以他的一生是都在服侍主啊，神呼召他。
He served the Lord all his life.
God
called him.
我们就把下面的时间交给他。
We give our time to him.
Well, salut, Jesse Crematia.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch it.
Well, I said I greet you in the name of Jesus in Creole.
Oh, in Creole. 但是我太太跟我，他们是用 Creole, what language is that?
It's Creole.
That's hey, Haiti, oh, Haiti speaks Creole.
Yes.
所以他刚才问候大家是用海地语来问候，所以我很傻，我就没有听懂。
well, that way, we know that with this lady interpreting for me, you'll be able to understand.So I'll try and speak in English.
但是用我来翻译的话，你们大家肯定都明白他的海地语了。我真的不明白，所以他说我就努力今天用英文来讲到吧，就不用海地语讲到了。
Don't you love the Lord this morning?
今天早上大家是不是很爱主？
Isn't it great to trust Him?
信靠主是多么伟大美好的事。
We find in Proverbs chapter 3.
我们在这箴言书的第三章看到。
In verse 5 and 6.
我们第箴言书的第三章五到六节。
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not in thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
我们一起来念：你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
You know, when we trust the Lord,
当我们信靠主的时候
there's a lot of definitions that we can use in trust.
我们信靠这个词有很多的定义我们可以来用。
How many of you woke up this morning trusting that you would get out of bed?
今天早上有多少人起床的时候就相信你能起得来？
Or do you just take it for granted that you're just going to jump out of bed?
或者你觉得哎呀，这每天早上从床上跳起来是很自然的事吗？
What's the first thought on your mind?
你头脑中想的第一个念头是什么？
Some of you will say, I'm hungry.
有的人想，哎呦，早上一起床我觉得饿了。
Some of you will say, I need to check my phone.
有人觉得我要查查我的手机。
And some of you will probably wake up and say, oh, I wish I could go back to sleep.
也有的人想，哎呀，我要再睡一会儿多好啊。
So we can use trust in many different ways.
我们这个信靠这个词，我们可以用很多的方式来用。
And one thing you'll learn real quick here, I'm not a preacher.
今天我讲到，这牧师是很谦卑了。他说，你们大家听了就会知道，我不是个讲道讲得好的人。
Because when God called me to go to the mission field,
因为神呼召我去做宣教士的时候
，I was working in a factory.
我实际上是在工厂工作的。
I'm a toolmaker by trade.
我是。就从这个生意上来讲，我实际上是做工具的一个人。
I said, Lord, I only know how to work with my hands.
所以我就跟主讲说，主啊，我只知道用我的双手能做什么东西。
But as I discussed that with the Lord, I knew He was calling.
但是我知道神是在呼召我，所以我就跟神在讨论这个事儿。
What are you going to do with a toolmaker on the mission field?
主啊，你用一个来做工具的人，在你的这个宣教施工上，他能做什么呢？
Very clearly, he made it to me. He wasn't looking for my talents.
但是神很清楚地告诉我，他寻求的并不是我的才华，我的天分。
He wanted a willing heart.
但是他要的是一个愿意的心。
Will you go and be what I want you to be?
主说你就去，让我让你成为成为我要你成为的人。
Will you put aside all that you want to accomplish?
你能不能愿意把你自己想要成就的事情放在一边？
I'm so thankful that's still my call today.
所以我很感恩的说，这也是直到今天，这都是我的呼召。
So as I learned one thing is that I would have to get up in front of people.
我学到宣教生涯中学到的一件事就是我得要在人面前站立。
Well, that scared me.
我觉得很紧张，很害怕。
And it still does.
直到今天，我仍然是在众人面前讲话的时候，我会很紧张。
Because when I was in high school,
因为我在中学、高中的时候
if the teacher asked me to get up in front of the class.
我们有一次老师叫我在全班同学面前站起来。
I'd rather wad my paper up and throw it in a basket than to get up in front of the class.
但是我宁愿是拿着纸团成一团扔到那个废纸篓里头，我也不愿站起来在众人面前。
So willing heart says, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do.
但是我的心是情愿的，我甘心乐意的，我跟主说，主啊，我愿意做你要我做的任何事。
There's only one message.
这里面我要讲的就是一个信息。
God loves us.
神爱我们。
We can share what God has done for us.
我们可以跟人分享主在我们身上所行的一切。
As I look back on when I prepared to go to Haiti, my wife and I, and I should have introduced my wife when I first got up here.
我回顾过去，我跟太太，我们受到这个呼召去海地宣教的时候，我实际上在今天讲到之前就应该先介绍我的太太。
We went as a team.
我们过去去海地是作为一个团队一起去的。
It wasn't about just me; it was about being a team.
并不是说神只呼召了我一个人，我们是一个团队。
We both learned once we arrived in Haiti that there was many things that we had to learn to do.
我们两个人都学到，就是刚刚到海地，我们就发现有很多事情我们必须要去学习。
I had to learn to eat Haitian food.
我得要学会去吃海地的食物。
Did you know what I discovered?
你知道我发现什么吗
？I liked it.
我不喜欢那个食物，喜欢我喜欢那个食物。Sorry.
And as we learn to communicate here and talk, so she can tell you what I'm trying to say.
我们一起在这儿，因为我是帮着翻译，所以我可以帮助大家理解。但是我有时候是理解。
I told her if I get going too fast, do something to slow me down because.When you get excited about sharing what God's doing, it's hard to just pause.
牧师就说，他跟我讲，要是他讲得太快了，我要告诉他。但是他很激动，因为跟神分享神在他身上的作为，他会觉得很兴奋，他就会越讲越快。
One of the things that we discovered when we went to Haiti,
我在海地发现的一件事是什么呢
？Is how important it is to let the people know that God loves them.
是。告诉人们神爱他们是多么重要。
But see, what we discovered a lot of times is that people could not read.
因为我们发现在海地很多人并不识字。
Most of you, we could take the Bible and say, God loves you, now let me show you.
我们可以拿出圣经来说，告诉跟别人分享说神爱你，让我告诉你圣经里有哪些章节讲到神的爱。
And you could read it.
你也可以读给他们听。
But how do you tell a person that doesn't know how to read?
但是如果这个人不识字，你怎么能告诉他？
It's right here in God's Word.
怎么让他在圣经上去读呢？
One of the things God taught us was to be His Bible.
神所告诉我的、教会我的一件事就是让我来成为他们的圣经。
How can you be God's Bible?
你怎么样成为神的圣经呢？
By living what God says in His Word.
而是就是在神的话语中生活，你就可以成为一本。
So as you try to live according to the scripture,
所以要按照圣经的话来生活。
Well, don't you wish you could be 100% correct?
你当然是希望你能够所做的事都是100%的正确。
So we had to learn.
所以我们得要学会。
Even in your actions,
甚至在你的一切的行动。
How important it was that you were following what God wanted.
你按照神的话语来生活是多么重要。
Trusting Him.
要信靠神。
I got in trouble one time.
有一次我遇到麻烦了。
Because I was trying to be silly.
因为那回我可能是做了点蠢事。
I know nothing about music.
我从来对音乐毫无了解。
I can't sing. I can't play any instruments.
我不会唱歌，我也不会弹什么乐器。
And our neighbor came in, and
有天我们的邻居来。
The missionary was with us, Sister Hobbs had just got a keyboard.
我们有一个同时当时跟我们一起宣教的一个宣教士是一个姐妹，她有一个琴一个键盘。
And everybody understands on a keyboard they have a button you can push and it'll play by itself.
你知道这个电子琴上面经常是有一个自动可以演奏的一个键，你只要按了以后，这个音乐就自动演奏。
I'm sure you're starting to get the picture.
大家可能都明白电子琴嘛，它。
So I sat there and went through all the motions of getting my finger exercise.
所以我就让这个电子琴在那弹的时候，我就装着好像在那我这是我弹出来的一样，我就手在那乱挥。
So I come down and hit that button.
然后我就。按了那个键。
And it's playing, and I'm all over the keyboard.
然后这个电子琴就自动的开始弹，我就手在那装着好像弹。
And he's standing there with wow.
所以这个邻居看着，哇，你弹琴弹的真好啊。
Then I got up and went across the room.
然后我就起来，我一路还在弹着，就到屋子另一边去了。
That wasn't the thing to do.
那个朋友就看出来了，邻居看出来，原来不是你弹的呀。
Because now I had power, see.
他因为现在他。发现自己实际上人家就认出来不是他的。
And with the voodoo religion over there,
而且那边海地的人信的是他们自己当地的一个宗教。
That just didn't go.
大家。
So you have to be careful.
所以你大家他们信那个教他所以你在跟这些信不信神的人在传教的时候要小心。
That you are living the way God wants you to live.
你必须要保证自己是按照神的话语、神的要求在生活。
Can we trust Him?
我们可以信靠神吗？
And as we look around, and we would say to each other this morning,
我们今天早上彼此看一看，我们大家
What are you trusting?
你相信靠的是什么？
I know when God saved me, it's always a miracle when you look back, and each one can think of that experience.
我们神在救赎我们的时候，我们每个人可能都觉得是经历了一个神迹一样。当你回头，你想想你自己刚刚信主的时候那一刻
，When you know. Everything has been forgiven.
你知道你所做的一切错事都得到赦免，得到原谅。
You know, as we were on the mission field,
我在宣教的这个工厂上。
There was a lot of areas where we had to learn to trust the Lord.
很多地方我们必须要学会信靠神。
It's easy to trust God when things are going the right way.
当事情的一切发展很顺利的时候，很容易去信靠神。
But what happens when all of a sudden It's not going that right way.
但是当你遇到困难，事情不像你想象的那样在发展的时候，在信靠神就。
It doesn't make any sense.
有时候这事情根本让你觉得无法理解。
But are we still going to trust God?
但是在这种时候，我们仍然能够信靠神吗
？I can give you an experience, and one thing you learn on the mission field, even my wife and I, through different circumstances, we got different pictures.
我跟我太太在这个服饰的工厂上，我们也是有时候对于同样一件事，我们可能有不同看到的，所看见的是不同的。
I'm sure Sister Hobbs has been here. She shared with you about the little boy that was burned.
Sister Hobbs 就是 Hobbs 姐妹，可能之前来我们教会讲过到，她大概提到过一个小孩子就被烧的一个事情。
See, now I get to share my viewpoint.
我可以跟你讲讲我对这件事情是怎么看的。
See, I had to be the driver.Of the vehicle to take him to Port-au-Prince.
我那天是我正好是开车带这个男孩子去 Port-au-Prince， 就是那个爱德华王子岛，他这个海地的一个城市。
Being burned over 43% of his body.
这个孩子当时烧伤，大概是有43%的这个身体的皮肤都被烧伤。
And the nurse is saying, Sister Hobbs, we've got to go.
这个护士就说，就 Hobbs 姐妹，我们得走了。
But the people are saying the nationals, you can't go.
当地的这些老百姓这些人在说不，你不能去。
The road's been cut.
因为那个路都挡住了，这个开不过去。
You can't get through.
你这个路已经都堵住了，你根本没法从这条路上开。
And there's no word when it'll be fixed. And so as we were preparing to go
to the hospital.
To the hospital.
Yeah, 他们当时想要带孩子去医院，但是这个路堵着了，怎么办呢
？Taking him to a hospital, Port-au-Prince. Yes.
Yeah, 就是在这个爱德华王子岛的这个上面这个医院。
Because he needed skin graft.
这个孩子他真的是需要这个很，他43%的皮肤都烧坏了，所以需要这个皮肤要赶快去修复。
But the road's blocked.
这个路堵住了怎么办
？But God says it's time to go.
神跟我们讲，你们现在赶快要去医院了。
But Lord, I don't see a way through.
但是主啊，我们怎么去呢？我们没有路啊。
Trust me.
主说相信我。
So as we got in that truck that day.
所以那天我们就赶快就把孩子放到这个卡车上，我开着车走。
Starting down the road with not knowing, can we get through?
我们就开着上那条路，不知道说这个路通不通，怎么能不能开到医院去。
But God, you haven't spared this little boy's life to let him die in this truck.
但是主啊，不会让这个孩子就在这个卡车上就这样死去。
We're going to trust you.
我们必须要信靠神。
He's in the back seat crying. Stop the truck. It hurts too much.
这个孩子在后面，这个躺在这个车后座上，就在那哭啊，说不要开了，颠得太疼了。
But you got to keep pushing on.
但是我们必须要开下去，因为不到医院去，这孩子可能就真的是挺不过去了。
And as I arrived in the area where the road had been cut,
我到了那段就被堵住的那个路的那块。
Trucks were backed up all over.
那路上堵的到处都是卡车，开不过去嘛。
The nationals are saying to me, "You can't get through."
当地人说你不能，根本开不过去，你不要再试了。
But I couldn't see ahead because the road there was a bend in the road.
但是我看到这路边有一条弯道是过去的。
So as I arrived, and I kept pushing on.
所以我就使劲就努力的就往前开。
I come around the bend in the road.
然后我到了路边这个弯道这儿。
And I saw an amazing sight.
然后我就看到一个让我觉得很惊奇的场面。
There was a bulldozer making a new road.
我看到一个推土机正在那儿铺新路呢。
And when I arrived,
当我到了那儿
he made his last pass.
他正好在铺最后的一块。
And I'm the first truck to cross.
我是第一个卡车从这条新路上开过去。
We can trust him.
我们真的是可以信靠神。
God has a way.
神是有一条路。
He knows the big picture.
他看到的是更大的一个画面。
When we arrived in Port-au-Prince,
我们到了那个爱德华王子岛的那个港的医院。
And I'm sure the story's been told here, but I can remember we had 3 days to get everything in order. This is starting on a Monday morning.
我还记得我们大概有
by Wednesday at 2 o'clock, we had to have everything in order for him be able to fly him out by missionary flights.
我们当时有三天的准备时间，要把一切条件都准备好。星期一的星期一晚上到的，然后到星期三的早上，我们必须要把这个孩子用这个我们宣教士的有一个飞机把他给送出去，因为当地医院可能是治不了。
But the word is it takes 2 weeks to get a medical visa.
当时是说，我们知道的消息就是他必须要有一个医学的一个签证，需要两个星期时间才能申请下来。
But God says it's time to go.
但是神给我们讲必须要去了，现在就是要去的。
3 days.
就三天的时间。
Now there's a lot of story there, and I'm not going to take time, but I can remember.
但是这三天时间，我们必须把他的签证一切都
2 o'clock Wednesday afternoon.
所以到了星期三下午的两点钟
I carried him across the tarmac to the airplane.
我抱着那个孩子就上了飞机了
With all the paperwork in order.
所有的文件都已经备齐了
With the visa, everything.
这个
to go to come to the United States.
这个签证啊，所有的
You get special help.
必须要的文件都准备好了，我们把它可以送到美国来，得到医治。
God is good.
神是美好的。
Oh, how we can trust Him.
我们真的是可以信靠他。
I can remember when, you know, I have a lot of road stories.
我有很多故事就可以分享，因为我在路上开车开。
How God. Moved in special ways.
我也可以告诉你们，神在很多时候就是神靠着他的大能，把事情照着他要的方向发展。
How many people here know what a corn cob is?
你们多少人知道这个玉米心，就是啃的那个玉米是什么 ？Corn cob.
Now you get your ear of corn, and the corn is on there. You either eat the corn off the cob, or you scrape it off, right?
我们吃玉米的时候是这边的玉米很嫩的，你就拿着玉米就这样滋滋去啃，或者是你用刀把那个玉米粒削下来那样吃，比较文雅一点。
So I was on my way back from Port-au-Prince.
有一次也是从这个爱德华王子岛我回来的时候。
And a Haitian stopped me, says, "You got oil coming out of the back of your truck."
有路上一个海地人就拦住我的车说：“你的车后的那个油都冒出来了。”
Now I don't know how many mechanics or people we have here with that knowledge, but When you look at the back of your truck and you see a string of oil all down the road, wow, there's a plug that's in the rear end of your vehicle. And boy, that's come loose.
要是你们大家可能但不是修车的，但是我们都知道，如果是开着一个车后面的漏油，你肯定什么地方是那个 plug 那个塞子坏掉了。
So I grab my wrenches and I call underneath the truck.
所以我就拿着我的扳手就钻到这个车底下去修去。
But the plug's gone.
我才发现这个塞子根本就没有了，路上肯定丢掉了，所以油漏了一路。
I've already lost all the oil.
所以这个车里的油几乎都漏光了。
That's where corn cob comes in.
就是我们啃的那个玉米，不是剩下一个玉米芯儿吗？这玉米芯儿
就有用了。Because I'm walking around my truck praying, Lord, what am I going to do?
所以我当时怎么办呢？那个塞子没有了，这个油再漏下去，我这车没法开了。这是我绕车在祷告的时候，我发现。
What's the chances of you walk around and all of a sudden laying beside the road there's a corn cob?
你多少次你开车就需要一个塞子的时候，发现路边有个玉米芯在那儿呢
？I said, "Praise the Lord."
说感谢赞美主。
So I took the corn cob.
所以我就捡起那个玉米芯。
Now my tool and die experience kicked in.
就是我不是以前我就是造工具的嘛，我是有这个造工具的经验的。
So I took my jackknife and I coned it.
所以我就拿起我的那个口袋里的那个刀，把它削一削，把这个玉米芯削一削。
I get underneath there and I push it up in the hole.
然后钻到。
And I turn it.
把它塞到那个塞子上，然后再发动车。
It picks up the threads and just like a bolt goes right up in there.
塞得紧紧的，这个非常合适，这车就发动了。
Wow, I got the hole plug.
所以一看，这问题解决了，这个洞给堵住了。
But I don't have any oil.
但现在还是没油，油都漏光了。
I'm still maybe 50 miles from home.
当时我还离家有50里路呢。
Now what am I going to do?
那怎么办呢？
I'm standing around in front of my truck praying, saying, Lord.
所以我就站在我的卡车前
面。What am I going to do?
主啊，我现在该怎么办呢？
There's oil in the back of your truck. Now wait a minute. There's no oil in the back of my truck.
他这个车后头一点油都没了。
I know what's in my truck.
我知道我车后头有什么东西呢。
So I'm standing in front of the truck. That's just the devil trying to get me sidetracked.
所以当时我就在车前面祷告，实际上是魔鬼在这用这样的事，就是在那让我能够分心，让我不再信靠。
But it kept coming. There's oil in the back of your truck.
但是有一个头脑里边总有一个声音在说，你的车后面有油，你的车后面有油，后车厢。
Okay, Lord, I'm going to go back there just to prove there's no oil in the back of my truck.
所以我就跟主说，主啊，我知道我车厢里有什么，里边没油，但是你既然一直跟我这么说，我就去看看去。
And I'd give a Haitian lady a ride.
当时我是车上带了一个海地的当地的一个姐妹，我带她一块回去。
And she was sitting there with a gallon of cooking oil.
她就坐在后座上拿了一个加仑的食用油，大家炒菜用的那个油。
So I put cooking oil in my.
所以我就把这个那一罐花生油什么的就倒到我的油箱里去了。
Well, think about it. It's a lubricant.
你想想看，这个油都是润滑剂嘛，是可以用的。
And I was only 84 miles from Port-au-Prince to my home.
当时我大概就是大概八十。
And it took me 8 to 10 hours to go that 84 miles.
大概有84里路开回家，我开了大概就。
So I couldn't go very fast.
所以他没法快的开得很快，但是就靠着这一桶食用油。
So I drove it home with cooking oil in it.
就用这个花生油居然开回家了。
And when I got home.
到家以后。
I was praising the Lord.
我在那感谢赞美主。
Because I didn't even fry it.
因为根本这个油没有用来炸东西，居然真的是开着靠着车，开着花生油就回家了。
I tried to sell it back to her, but she didn't want it.
我想把这个润滑油嘛，再卖给这个姐妹，她不要。
But isn't God good?
神真的是很美好。
He can provide if we'll just trust Him.
我们信靠他的时候，真的是他会提供一切的。
And I can think of another story that I'll share quickly.
我还有个故事要跟大家分享呢。
When the U.S. military was in Haiti,
当时这个海地在发生内战的时候
，they were giving away vehicles.
他们就给大家分发这个车
trucks.
他们给大家给卡车。
So I applied.
所以我就申请一辆卡车。
And I got accepted.
我还真是我的申请被接受了。
I was number two on the list.
在这个表上这个名单上我是大概排第二。
Hundreds of vehicles.
那边当地是当时有几百辆的卡车可以分给大家的。
That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
我觉得太激动了，哦，可以领一辆车嘛。
Then I prayed.
然后我就祷告。
Lord, I don't need a lemon.
主要我不要一个柠檬车，意思就是给我一个好点的车。
A bad truck.
我不要一个坏车。
You know God answers.
你知道神是回应我们祷告的。
Because I got bumped from number two to last.
当时我的名单本来是第二的。排在第二的，结果最后给排到最后去了，被别人挤掉了。
Now wait a minute.
我说，嘿，等等。
All the good trucks are going to be gone. Only the bad ones left.
等轮到我之后，那所有的好车不都给挑光了吗？那剩的肯定都是最糟的车了。
But I said, Lord, I'll trust you.
但是我对主说，主，我信靠你。
That day came.
然后那天就到了，我去跳我
的车。Did you go out and look for your truck?
你就到那边去去找哪辆车。
They did this in three, so there's three trucks out there, and there's three of us going to go out and pick.
这个常常就是三辆车，然后我跟另外两个人，我们三个一起去挑各自要的车。
Before I went out there, I said, Lord, I don't need a lemon.
所以在我去挑车之前，我就跟主说，主啊，我可不要柠檬车，不要那个到处都是问题的车。
He says, pick the one with two mirrors.
然后主就跟我讲，你就挑那个有两个后视镜的那个车就。
Now, isn't that a good way to pick a vehicle? Just make sure it has two mirrors on it?
你挑车的时候，你不会只注意它是不是有两个后视镜吧？
I know nothing else about it.
我对这个车别的都不了解，我就只知道它两个后视镜还是好的。
And as we walked out the door to go across that field, there was only one truck that had two mirrors on it.
但是那剩下那三辆卡车里面只有一个卡车只还有两个完好的后视镜。
So I said, I'll take the one with the two mirrors.
所以我就跟另外两人说，我就要那个有两个后视镜的车。
Man, that's exciting, isn't it? God shows you to pick the one with two mirrors. Wow.
主跟你讲。
And there's only one with two mirrors on it.
三个车里面只有一辆车还有两个。
And I prayed, Lord, I don't need a lemon.
所以我就跟主说，主，我不要一个柠檬车，我那我就挑这个车。
So now we arrive at the truck.
然后我们就拿着自己的卡车。
I raised the hood.
我把这个卡车的这个前盖打起来。
Military vehicles are 24 volt systems.
这种车就是军用车嘛，军用卡车它都是24这叫什么？电压是24伏的，是吧
？There's no alternators.
里面没有这个交换器。
There's no radiator.
也没有这个什么散热器。
There's a sign on the window.
而且这个窗户上贴了一个。
Transmission doesn't work.
这个车的发动机也坏了。
And the drive shaft was laying in the back.
这个开车的时候，这个换挡的那个换挡器、离合器是怎么在后头？是吗
？Wow.
这什么车？
And I'm trusting the Lord for this.
但是我在信靠主给我一个好车呀，这什么车呢
？But I made a decision.
但是我做了一个决定。
Lord, I said I was trusting you before I came out here. I'm trusting you now.
主啊，我在来这之前我就说我要信靠你，我现在还是要信靠你。
The military come by and said, "There's a junk truck over there. Take whatever you want off of it."
这时候，这个军队的这个负责人就来了，说那边有一个车的那个垃圾场 junkyard， 你过去可以挑你任何需要的部件，你把它装上就行。
Because the rules were you either had to drive it out, or tow it out, or walk away and leave it.
当时的规定就说，你或者把这车开走，你或者就是你只有走开了，因为这是唯一的你能挑的车。
So I said, okay, Lord, I'm trusting you.
我说主啊，我信靠。
I put the one over and got two alternators put on there, put a radiator on it.
所以我就过去在那个车的那个垃圾废旧车的垃圾场里头把这个什么散热器啊都给拿过来装。
Now will it start?
都拼拼凑凑的给凑起来了，这车能不能发动得起来
？The military come by and put a jumper cables to it.
这个军队的人过来就帮我把车就给打起来了。
It wouldn't start.
车发动不起来。
Lord, what do I do?
主啊，现在我怎么办呢
？So another gentleman walked by. He said, "No, don't forget, the injection pump needs 12 volts."
但这是来了一个人，他跟我讲，他说你别忘了，你这个火花塞是不是打火器是12伏特的
？So I got me a wire and I jumped from the battery to my injection pump.
然后我就拿着这个连这个打车的这个电线，然后把它这个连上。
It started just like that.
这车嘣一下就打起来了。
Wow, it sounded good.
哦，听起来那声音是很正常的，那个车发动的声音。
But the transmission doesn't work.
但是发动机不是坏了吗
？So I crawled underneath the truck.
所以我就爬到这个车底下。
And why is the linkage unhooked?
这怎么这个车下面那个
？This is the thing that the arms that make your put your gear shift lever so it can go in gear. They're all unhooked.
那些发现这个车换挡的那个东西没有连起来。
So I hooked it all back up.
所以我就把它全都连起来。
But now the drive shaft's in the back.
但是它这个换挡的那个换挡器好像是在车的后面。
I put the drive shaft in.
然后我又把这个换挡器给装回来。
And there's one clamp that was not there.
但是里面缺那么一样东西。
Back over to the junk truck.
我所以又回到这个。
Got what I needed.
这个废旧车的垃圾场去。
Come back, put it on there.
找把这个件找到之后给装回来。
And I drove it out of there.
然后就开着卡车就走了。
I couldn't tell you how many bad trucks I passed that had broke down alongside the road already.
那一路，大家都跑去那儿领卡车，结果我一路开回来，就看到路上无数的卡车都给丢在那儿，因为开不动了嘛。
God is so good.
但是神真的好，我的车你看就没问题。
I think I got the best truck.
我那天挑的那车大概是最好的一辆卡车吧。
It ran a lot of years for me in Haiti.
我就靠着那个车在海地很多年，就是靠着开着这辆卡车。
And I was able to use that truck. I could not tell you how many times that I made it from Port-au-Prince to my house at 84 miles and not be broke down alongside the road.
He said, trust me. 84 里的路，我来来回回无数次，从来没有一次在路上死掉。这个车一直是好的，所以我真的是相信主说。
The one thing I made a statement when I went to the mission field, I was not going to be like the other missionaries.
我当时去做宣教士，去宣教工厂的时候，我自己知道，我跟我自己有一个宣告，说我跟别的宣教士不同。
I would never overload my vehicles like I see the missionaries do.
我看那些别的宣教士都把自己的车装得满满的，他说我的车从来做不到。
I would make sure I'm going to take care of my vehicle.
但是我必须要保证我的车不能够装太多的东西，过载的话这车开不动嘛。
But you make that trip of 84 miles and forget one thing.
但是你开车从那个地方回到家84个里。
Because it takes you 8 to 10 hours to go one way.
忘了一件事，这个因为84里那个车是需要开 8到9个小时才能开。
You're going to learn to put everything you can on that truck.
你没办法，你得把所有你需要的东西都给放在那车上。
So I'm coming back from Port-au-Prince one day.
所以有一天我从那个爱德华王子岛开回去。
40 sacks of cement on it.
车上装了40块那个水泥块。
28 bars of steel.
28个钢条，你想有多重。
Plus all my supplies and my fuel, because I had to haul all of that.
还有这车上所有需要的一些工具了，一些油了，我因为所有的东西我都要用这个卡车给拖。
And I get to my road to go up the mountain. We are on 4,500 feet elevation. It was 12 miles up the mountain.
而且他这个回家的这个路是要爬坡的，总共有12里路都是要爬山坡。
And there's a big truck.In the middle of the road.
这个路中间有一个大卡车挡着呢。
When I say a big truck, I'm talking about a big truck. You see dump trucks around here about that size.
我指的说路上
the big dump truck.
路上有一个大车是那种
loaded.
后面可以往后掀的那种大卡车。
They ran out of fuel.
那个大卡车没油了。
But in the process of running out of fuel, before they realize that, they run their batteries down.
他们不只是把油耗尽了，那个电池也耗尽了。
Now I just got this little old pickup.
但是我这个小皮卡就是那么小小的一个卡车。
God says, trust me.
主说信靠我。
See, they wanted my batteries.
他们这个车，他们。
I did sell them some fuel.
他们想要用我的电池，我把我的。
But I'm not going to take the batteries out of my truck because I could just see it going up the mountain, and I'm sitting there without batteries.
但是我没法把我的电池也给那个大卡车，我可以给他，但是我这个车恐怕就爬不到这个坡上去了。
So they said, push me.
他们就跟我说，你后面推我吧，我用这小皮卡来推他那个大超级大卡车。
How is that pickup ever going to push a truck that size?
我这个小皮卡就像小螳螂在后面推一个大车，怎么可能呢？
Another missionary was with me.
当时另外一个宣教士跟我在一起。
I said, okay, let's do a token push, and we'll just show them we tried.We're not going to push that truck.
所以当时我就跟那个宣教士说，那我们就试试吧，就告诉他们这样成不了，我们就试着推，告诉他们说不行。
So remember how much weight I got on my truck.
你要记得我那个小皮卡后面拖得满满的，又是什么水泥。
So I put everything in four-wheel drive.
所以我就把这个四轮驱动给。
I had a brush guard on the front of my truck.
然后前面就放了一个推的那个。
And they had a frame that come down and it caught about that much of my brush guard.
他们那个车因为大车很高的，比我那个车高出很多了。
So as motor is coming up, I'm coming up, and I'm coming up, and I'm just ready to quit. Then I said, Lord, if it would please you, would you give us a little push?
我这小皮卡，我就在那儿开始发动，等着我前面那个板儿往上升，只要推他的车嘛。然后这时候我祷告说，主啊，我们信靠你，能不能你来帮我们推一把
？All of a sudden, the wheels start turning.
突然真是他那个大皮那个大大车他大
I'm pushing this truck up the mountain.
我真是这靠着小皮卡居然把这个大车推到山坡上去了。
He pops the clutch on his truck.
然后他也在那儿去发动。
His tires are skidding.
他这个车轮都打不起来打滑
了。I'm not spinning, but I'm pushing him up the mountain and got him started.
我这个小皮卡真在后面就像小螳螂推大车一
样。Is God good?
神真的是可以。
He's capable of giving a little push.
神真的是能够推了我们一下的车，帮着我们车往上能够走。
God is capable of those things that look impossible.
神可以做让我们看起来。
If we can just trust Him,
我们只要信靠他，我们真的做得到。
When it looks most impossible, there's no way out. There's no way to do it.
你让任何人看都觉得是不可能的，这么个小车居然真的把这个大车推到坡上去了。
Now I could go on and on about stories like that.
这样的故事。
You know what I forgot to ask? How much time do I have?
我有很多这样的故事跟大家分享，可是可能时间有限。
What time do we need to get up?
12. What time? 我们还有多长时间？ Just use your time. Don't
worry. I'm good.
Yeah, you're good.
Oh. That story goes on to this part. Now, think back when I told you I went through all of that to get it started. I drove it home. I mean, I worked that truck. I hauled a lot of material. I remember one day I come home and I backed in my driveway. I turned the motor off. And all the oil run right out the back of the motor. Whoa, I've blown the rear seal out of the motor. But thank the Lord, I'm in my driveway.
感谢主，当时已经到了家才这漏光的，要在路上那死到路上就没办法了。
So I ordered the part in.
所以就定赶快去定了这个件儿。
Another missionary came to help me.
另外一个宣教士过来帮我。
We pulled the transmission out.
我们把这个得把发动机拿出来。
So we could get to that seal.
然后就可以把那个塞子那个地方给找到。
And the missionary said to me, "Where's the old seal?"
那个宣教士就问我说，原来那个塞子呢？
I said, "What do you mean? It's got to be there." I got under there and I looked. There's no seal. There never was one. How in the world did it last all that time? How did it ever push that truck up the mountain? How did it ever handle 40 sacks of cement? And 28 bars of steel tied on it.
我那个小皮卡后面装的满满的建筑材料，又是水泥又是钢筋的，居然把那个大卡车推。
How many trips I had made to Port-au-Prince with that truck?
为就开着这辆车来来回回跑了那么多次，居然后面那个塞子从来都不在的。
There was no sign that there had ever been a seal in there.
那上面那个车底下那个状况显示，那个塞子从来都不在的，刚开始就没有，我的以前一直没有发现。
So I was able to replace it.
所以我就把那个整个都件儿都换掉了。
In all the years that I was there, this happened in the early 90s. I left Haiti in 2002, and it was still running.
那个卡车，我是90年代到了海地，2002年离开，就这么多年，那个车一直是，那卡车居然就一直让我一直开着。
Isn't God good?
神真的是很美好。
I didn't get a bad truck.
我真的没有拿一个坏车，真的是个很好的车。
He understood my prayer when I said, "Lord, I didn't need one."
当时我跟主祷告的时候，主真的。
I didn't need a bad truck.
主理解我的意思，因为我需要一个好一点的车。
But it brings it to us here today. Are we trusting him?
直到今天也是这样，我们问自己这个问题：
Can we really, really trust him?
我们能不能
？When things don't look like they're going right.
我们当事情发生的不太顺利的时候，我们能不能真正的信靠神
？So many times, over the years.
这么多年，很多次。
When you look back at what all God has done.
你回头看神所做的一切。
See that when your pastor said that I was old.
刚才我们周牧师说我已经年纪很大了。
I am.
我的确是年纪很大了。
See, I didn't go to the mission field until I was 47 years old.
我是到47岁才去做宣教士的。
So you put that together.
你想一想看。
And the amount of years I spent there, and bring it up to date.
你可以算算，用数学算算，我在那边多少年？然后我去的时候是四十七。
I'll be 78 this year.
我今年就78了。
God is good.
神真的很美好。
God is so good that we can trust Him.
神真的很美好，我们完全可以信靠他。
Are you ready to give up?
你是不是准备要放弃了？
It's because circumstances aren't going the way that you think they should go.
因为有时候你的境况不像你想象的。
You can trust Him.
你真的是可以信靠他。
You can. Go in the direction that He wants you to go, and you can be satisfied.
你可以照着神给你定的方向去走，而且你可以得到满足。
Well, probably rather than share any more road stories.
我可能不再跟大家分享这路上的这些发生。
I'm going to move on.
我要继续往下。
We come back from Haiti.
我们从海地回到美国。
And the Lord called us to work with Hope International Missions.
但是主就呼召我们要跟这个希望国际事工一起来同工。
As I served as director of the Haitian work,
我做这个当时海地这部分的，我做他们的这个。
Had the privilege of working in the Turks and Caicos in the Bahamas.
我跟在 Bahamas 那边群岛的很多人一起同工。
The one thing that has always been so how rewarding to me
对我来讲让我很有成就感的一件事是
is be where God wants you to be
我在神要我去的地方
See, because you can look back and you say, well, I'm not qualified
当你回头看的时候你说啊主啊我真的不配我好像资历不够
See, because one of the things I told God back in, when I was going through thatA period of Lord, what are you going to do with the toolmaker? Lord, you only call preachers, you only call Sunday school teachers, you only call people.
主啊，你呼召的都是主日学的老师了，你教的呼召的是牧师了。可是我只是一个做工具的一个手工劳动者。
That are that are qualified to be a missionary.
我是不是有资格去做宣教士
？But then he said, a willing heart.
但是主说，一个愿意的心更重要。
That's all it takes.
神要的就是一个愿意的心。
You say, well, that's pretty simple.
你说这很容易哦。
But that's just how easy it is.
但是真的是。
If you will just surrender and be what He wants us to be.
如果我们能够降服，我们就有一颗愿意的心，做神要我们做的人，我们就可以做到。
When we started working with the work in Haiti as the director, that meant.I get to go when all the problems are.
因为当时我负责海地的施工，所以当时只要海地那边有什么问题，我就得去。
There's a lot of problems.
那边真的有很多的问题。
But you know, there's none too big for God.
但是对神来讲，没有问题是大的，他没法解决。
The reason they look overwhelming is because we want to tackle them in our own strength.
因为我们看起来这个问题简直没法解决，是因为我们想要用我们自己的力量去解决问题。
Trusting Him.
但是要信靠神。
For the outcome.
因为最后的结果是在神的掌控之下。
As we look back.
我们现在回顾过去。
If my wife was up here, she could share you many, 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 many stories.
如果我太太有时间的话，她可以过来跟大家分享很多。
One of her privileges she had was taking care of children.
因为我太太在海地那边，她的任务是照顾孩子，因为那里很多孩子营养不良。他们真的是需要这些孩子需要一些医疗上面各方面的一些帮助。
God's love.
我们是分享神的爱。
So when we went to Haiti to be involved and work there as an orphanage.
我们是当时在海地的一个孤儿院侍奉。
The children in the orphanage didn't ask to be orphans.
孩子们，孤儿院里的孩子们可是不是天生就想要做孤儿的。
But that's the lot of their life.
但是他们的生活，那最后就是成为孤儿。
I started working with these children.
我就在这些孩子们中间工作。
They were just little guys like this.
他们也有很小很小的。
But now, many of them are taller than I am.
但是现在今天很多孩子都长大已经比我都高了。
But it's interesting to see as we have endeavored to tell them about Jesus.
我们就告诉跟这些孤儿分享关于耶稣的事情。
To see them and their involvement.
也看到这些孩子怎么样在我们的施工之中有份。
One of the boys is one of the leaders of the youth group.
一个小男孩是当时他们这个青少年的团体里面的一个小领导。
We've had some of our boys get baptized.
我们有一些男孩子是受洗了。
Because they made that profession to walk with Christ.
他们因为他们当时就已经决定要跟从基督。
And you know how thrilling it is because you've experienced it here when people come to be baptized and give that outward testimony. I'm going with God.
我们大家是见证我们教会里弟兄姐妹在这个受洗池里面受洗。我们知道那个情形是让人很激动。
So we've had the privilege of seeing a lot of this take place.
我们在这个孤儿院就看到见证很多孩子就要受洗。
We've seen these young men really wanting all that God has for them.
我们看到这些男孩子，这些年轻人，他们就想要神给他们的，紧紧抓住神。
Now, a lot of the young people here this morning.
今天我们有很多年轻人在我们中间。
Aren't you excited when mom and dad is able to buy you a new set of clothes?
爸爸妈妈给你们买新衣服的时候，你们是不是很开心？
Maybe it's just a pair of shoes.
说不定也就是给你买一双鞋。
But so you have the privilege of having a say in it.
因为你是有这个特权，你可以跟爸爸妈妈说我想要什么。
Because you say to mom and dad, I would like this.
你跟爸妈说我想要这样的样式的衣服，这样的鞋子。
This is the style.
这是这种样式的是我想要的，现在流行的。
But are you grateful for it?
但是你为此感恩吗？
Are you grateful that they are willing?
你是不是感恩你爸爸妈妈愿意给你买呢？
Do you realize the sacrifice that they have to make?
你意识到吗？你爸爸妈妈要给你买这个衣服，买这个鞋子，他们要做些什么样的牺牲
？I know as a young man growing up, I didn't come from a Christian home.
我从小不是在一个基督徒家庭长大的。
Raised on a farm.
我是在农场长大。
See, I've already told my age, so my youth goes back to the '50s.
你知道我的年轻时代是五十年代。
Man, I had a terrible life.
我那时候是受了很多苦。
I had to milk cows.
我还得去挤牛奶。
I had to feed the pigs.
去喂猪。
I had to farm the land.
去犁地。
Because my dad worked in a factory.
因为我爸爸是在工厂工作。
And we farmed with horses.
我们当时是赶着马车，赶着马去拉犁的。
Boy, there's a lot of ministry in horses. How many have ever rode a horse?
你们多少人是曾经骑过马？
I can tell you some experiences on that.
我也可以分享我骑马的经验。
And one of my experiences, when you learn to ride, you tend to want to show off a little bit.
你学骑马的时候总是想跟人炫耀一下，你看我多帅啊，在马背上骑着多拽。
My wife can remember, we first got to Haiti, and at that time we didn't have a vehicle, and we had to go up the mountain by mule.
因为当时我太太可以跟大家分享，当时我们刚到海地的时候没有。
12 miles up the mountain by mule.
所以这十二里路爬坡的路，我们都是骑着骡子上去的。
So there was four of us going up.
那天我们有四个人要准备上山。
And I looked at all and I said, "Oh, there's one pretty frisky there. I better be the one riding that one."
我当时看着四匹骡子，我是其中一个。
Because I don't want these ladies riding this frisky one.
你看着其中有一个骡子好像脾气不大好，我心说，我不能让那些女士们骑这匹骡子，我就来骑这个骡子好了。
You know, see, when I was on the farm, I just grabbed a handful of mane, and boy, I was on that horse, and I was ready to go.
因为我从小是在农场长大嘛，当时骑马，我揪着马鬃毛，一下就跃上去，就骑上去了。
So we got all the ladies on their mule.
所以这女士们都上了他们的骡子。
I grabbed a handful of mane.
然后我就抓着骡子的那个鬃毛。
And I jumped in the air.
然后我就蹦跳上去。
And he sidestepped.
然后这个骡子旁边一闪。
And there I am, laying flat on my back.
所以我就整个皮皮子给摔地上去了。
What kind of rider is that?
你看我这骑马的人骑骡子骑不起来。
So you learn humility.
所以你会学会要谦卑。
You have no reason to show off.
你实在没什么可炫耀的。
I told you about the piano.
我也告诉你，我当时装着能会弹琴。
When I first was learning the language.
当时我当时在学法蒂的语言的时候。
And I've finally come to that point. I'm going to go out and talk to somebody in Creole.
我当时已经觉得，哎呦，学得很不错了。
I really got it now.
我现在已经完全掌握了这个当时这个 Creole 这个海地语言。
So I went to the next door neighbor.
跟他讲话，所以我就跑去找我的邻居。
And I'm going to ask him, "How is his wife doing?"
所以我想要问我的邻居问候说，你太太怎么样？
And when I ask him that, he's almost rolling on the ground laughing.
我把那个问候语说完之后，我这个邻居乐得到地上打滚了。
What did I say so funny?
我说了什么这么可笑的
？When he got his composure, I asked him, you know, was able to communicate what went wrong.
所以他等他冷静下来，我问他是怎么回事，我说了什么呀
？He said you called me a woman.
他说你我问他问候他太太，成了把他当成个女人了，所以他那个邻居觉得乐得不行。
So you had to learn.
所以必须有很多要学的东西。
You had to trust the Lord.
你必须要信靠主。
And as we're working with the orphan children,
我们跟孤儿院的孩子们
conveying to them
一起生活，我们要跟他们来传达这个信息。
Can God loves you.
神爱你。
You can trust him.
你可以信靠主。
But in their hearts they're saying, why don't I have a mom and dad?
但是他们在心里头是孤儿嘛，他们就会想，神既然爱我，为什么我连爸爸妈妈都没有？
Why do I have to go through this life this way?
为什么我的生活是这个样子？
Because others aren't kind.
因为这对他们都不好。
They tend to make fun of them.
就别人都开拿他们嘲笑他们。
They tend to put them down because they're orphans.
因为他们是孤儿，所以大家都欺负他们。
But you know what I've learned?
你知道我学到的什么？
Those same ones would trade spots with these kids in a minute if they could.
这些人就会真是好多人就是来欺负。
Because they see the love that is coming. The way of the orphans.
但是他们后来看到这些孤儿心里头。
And they long for that parent that would say, "I love you."
这些孩子们都想要父母跟他们讲我爱你。
So it comes back to us as parents.
所以对我们来说，做父母的来讲。
When's the last time you put your arm around your child and said, "I love you"?
你上一次跟你的孩子抱着他跟他说我爱你是什么时候？
That I love you so much.
你告诉他我这么爱你。
That I'm going to stand in the gap for your life. That I'm going to do whatever I can to protect you.
所以我因为如此爱你，我必须要做我怎么能做的一切来保护你。
That Satan cannot get you.
所以这个魔鬼撒旦就没法子在你身上去做任何事。
And we've all heard illustrations. If it was a snake, a deadly snake that was ready to strike your child, you would get between that child and that snake in a heartbeat.
我们都知道，如果一条毒蛇要来咬你的孩子，你一定会站过去，在你的孩子中和这个蛇中间去保护孩子的。
You would not even have to think about it.
你那时候你根本就不用去想，说我该怎么做，你的本能就会让你去保护你的孩子。
Parents, are we willing to get between our children and Satan and say, "You cannot have my child"?
我们做父母的一定要有这个勇气，能够站在撒旦跟孩子。
Doing whatever we can do.
要跟撒旦讲，你不能接近我的孩子。
Stand in that gap.
我们会做一切我们所做的来堵住这个破口。
Even when the child doesn't want you to be there.
甚至当你的孩子都不想要你在这中间挡着他的路的时候，你一定要有勇气。
But you love them.
因为你爱他们。
You know, that's what Jesus did, going to the cross for each one of us.
耶稣为我们所做的，他上十字架也就是这样来为我们挡住撒旦的攻击。
He's willing to stand in the gap.
他愿意去堵住这个破口。
He's willing to take our sins.
他愿意来承担我们的罪。
Aren't you glad this morning that we can say, by the word, He says He casts our sins as far as the east is from the west.
因为今天早上我们知道，神说我可以使你的罪孽像东离西有多远，你的罪孽也离你。
He promises that.
因为神对我们有这样的应许。
We can trust Him.
我们可以信靠神。
He said He's coming again.
神告诉我们他会再来。
We can trust Him.
我们可以信靠他。
I heard somebody tell me this one time.
有一次一个人跟我说。
How do you know? There's so many different ways out there. People are expecting God to come.
你怎么知道神会再来呢？他说有很每个人想象神来的方式都不一样。
But there's one sure way.
但是有一件事我们一定知道的。
Be ready.
你准备好。
Know that your relationship with Jesus Christ is personal and that it's up to date.
你要知道你跟神的关系是个人的关系，而且你每天要更新这样的关系。
You know, God loves us so much.
神如此爱我们。
There's a lot.That needs to be told.
有很多事情我们要能够说出来。
The one of the things that, as you look at missions, and we got other missionaries here, other people.
我们还有很多宣教士在这里。你看到他们的事工。
You must have finances.
你做要宣教要去做神的事工，你必须要有经济上的支持。
The one thing I've learned.
有一件事我学到的就是。
It shouldn't be first place.
这个经济上的东西不应该是第一位的。
We can trust him.
我们可以信靠神，那他会提供。
When God called me, He said that I needed to share the needs.
神呼召我的时候，我要。
That's pretty overwhelming.
但是，我要能，我当时是也是觉得是有 needs.
Yeah, like needs for.The work to go forward, needs for the supply for all the needs at the orphanage.
当时神呼召我去在这孤儿院服侍的时候，我也很担心，因为我们有太多的需要。因为
there's food.
我们需要食物。
Each one of us today probably could go to our refrigerator, open the door, and there's something to eat there. We can go to the cupboard, and there's something to eat there. The Haitian people are survivors. The average Haitian does not have a refrigerator. So they can't put something in the refrigerator and save it for tomorrow. They have to rely on today. Our experience of being there through the month of April and May. It's the most difficult times for the people to find food. Most families will have one meal a day. Just think, children, young people, if you had to get up and go to school and you wouldn't get your meal until bedtime. You didn't get to eat anything to go to school. You didn't get any lunch. So you had to wait. But before you could go to school, you had to go get the water for the family. Sometimes that's a mile away. You go to the river. Bring back the water. There's so many things that I think sometimes we're not grateful for. Through the month of April and May, we have seen this. Where their meal for the day consisted of taking bark off of trees, boiling it in water, put a little rock salt in it. That's their meal for the day. And you drink that before you go to bed at night so your stomach isn't growling. Our determination with the orphans was that we need to do better. Every month, we must, from HIM, send in U.S. money $1,740 just for food. Well, how do you get that? I trust the Lord. And all the time I've been with HIM, we've never missed a check. God is good. Every year, we try to do Christmas for the children over there. Now, if we have any large families here, say you have a family of five. Buy Christmas gifts for five children. Well, if you could multiply that, we have 10 orphans. So we have to find that funds to be able to buy them all something for Christmas. We always try to make sure we buy them a set of church clothes, new shoes, and try to give them play clothes. Most Haitians have just a set of good clothes and a set of play clothes, and that's it. Don't have to raise your hand, but think, how many of you ladies do laundry every day? Most of you have a washing machine, don't you?
都有自己的洗衣机啊。
Or you go to a laundromat.
或者你实在家里没有洗衣机，到外面街上也有这投币式的洗
衣机。So you have the means.
所以你有办法洗衣服。
They have to wash their clothes every day.
但是那些孩子，海地人，他们是每天都要手洗衣服。
But they don't have a washing machine.
他们没有洗衣机。
They go to the river.
他们就到河边去洗。
And they do the laundry.
他们就在河边。
They don't have a clothes dryer.
他们也没有烘干机。
But there is more clothes dryers in Haiti. And you can, I mean, everywhere there's a fence post, everywhere there's a bush, there's clothes hanging on.
但是在对海地人来讲，你到处都可以晾衣服，晾在篱笆墙上，晾在一个栅栏上，都可以晾衣服。
But then we tend to look at the people and say, "Oh, those poor people."
我们去看着这些人，我们想，哎呀，这些人好穷啊。
But you know, they're some of the happiest people I've ever been around.
但是你知道吗？这些穷人却是我见过的最快乐的一群人。
Because they don't have a pile of things that we don't need.
因为他们没有我们不需要的这些东西，带来给我们带来烦恼的东西。
They don't have a lot of things that they have their arms wrapped around. They don't have to worry about.
他们不用。抱着一大堆东西不肯。
They're not stressed out. How are we going to pay for that?
他也不像我们一样担心我们的要这笔钱该付了，那笔钱该付了。他没有这些操心的事。
And so as I, you know, as we've over the years that it every year.
每一年。
It's never too early to start raising money for Christmas.
我们从来每一年都不会有更，我们什么时候都可以开始来准备为圣诞礼物来准备钱，因为没有更早的时候，你总得。
Because what we do also is give them a meal where they can have all they can eat. We try to put at least three different types of meat on the table.
因为在 Christmas 圣诞节庆祝，我们也希望能够让孩子们能够吃一顿 buffet， 这样子他们能吃多少，想吃多少就吃多少。我们想准备三种不同的肉类。
And it's very expensive.
在海地这是很贵的。
Because over there, one U.S. dollar makes 20 Haitian dollars.
因为在那边美国的一美元相当于二十块钱的海地钱。
Okay. The average man works for 8 hours for 40 Haitian dollars.
一个成年人
doesn't take long to do the math. He made $2 for 8 hours work.
工作一天八个小时挣$2.
But they don't complain.
但他们也不抱怨。
They are survivors.
他们是幸存者。
So it runs us anywhere from $3,000 to $4,000 every Christmas.
所以每个圣诞节我们需要大概$3,000-$4,000来准备这些孩子命。达到这些孩子的能保证他们。
We have pastors of different churches.
我们也有就不同教会的牧师。
And the pastors in these churches, I try to give them a Christmas gift every year.
这些牧师们也是希望能够给他们教会的孩子每年圣诞节有礼物。
Six pastors.
我有六个牧师。
I said, now, gentlemen, you have to pray with me. Just trust the Lord. What does He want to do?
所以我就跟这些牧师讲，我们。
Every year,
求告神看他能做什么。
I've been able to give our pastors $300.
每一年我都可以给这些牧师们$300美元。
That's exciting.
这真的是很兴奋的事。
We do a teacher seminars.
我们也在那边。
We do pastor seminars.
培训教师，培训牧师。
Teach, try to help them, encourage them.
要去鼓励他们来教导。这些牧师们。
Because one thing I learned over the years, the Haitian way is the best way until proven otherwise.
我在那边这么多年，我认识到海地人可能也是很内心很骄傲的，他们就觉得他们的路是最好的路，直到你证明说这条路走不通。
Now I'm going to say that again. The Haitian way is the best way until proven otherwise.
我再说一遍，他们就觉得自己的路就是对的，除非你要证明这条路走不通。
And so we don't go there to Americanize them.
所以我不是过去把他们训练成美国人。
Our goal is to go there and learn how we can help them.
我们的目的是过去告诉他们我们去找的办法怎么样来帮助他们而不是把他们变成美国人。
But God has been so good in providing.
但是神真的是能够供应。
There's no electricity.
那边没有电的。
Wow. I had somebody tell me, why don't you buy them a skill saw? Okay.
有人跟我说你干嘛不买一个电锯啊好啊。
How are we going to make it go around?
没电呢你拿个电锯有什么用
There's no electricity.
没电吗
I remember one day standing and complaining. You ever complain?
你是不是也会抱怨呢？有一天我就在那儿抱怨。
Because I had an old generator.
因为我的那个发动机，那个发电机很旧了。
And Every time I went, I had to work on that generator.
每一次我去到去修那个发电机都要修很长时间。
But I really needed it that day.
但是那天我真的是需要这发电机。
But I couldn't make it work.
确实发动不起来。
And I said, Lord, I am so tired of working on these used generators.
所以我就跟主抱怨说，主啊，我真是这个老旧的发电机，我真是受不了它了。
I wish I had a new one.
我真希望我有一个新的发电机。
You know how God answered?
神怎么回应了我的祷告？
You have not because you asked not.
你没有是因为你没有求啊。
That was in March.
那是在三月份的事。
I came home and then by April.
到了四月份。
I had enough money to buy a new generator.
我就有了足够的钱可以买一个新的发电机。
The one I was working on was an 8,000 watt generator.
我原来那个旧的发电机大概是八千瓦的。
But I had enough money to buy a 13 kilowatt generator.
对，我最后买的那个新的发电机要好得多，1300瓦。
That's a big generator.
那是很大的一个发电机。
That was exciting because I figured out where I needed $8,000 to buy that generator.
因为要买这个新发电机是需要八千美元。
But when I went to buy it,
当我去买的时候。
They wanted 12,000.
他们只要1200美元。
Oh.
12,000.
Okay, Lord, I'm going to trust you.
12,000美元买这个发动机，我说，哎呀，这。
So I went to buy it.
所以我跑去买这个。
But they sold it already.
这个已经给卖掉了。
So I went to another store.
我又去了另外一家店。
They wanted 10,000.
他们要10,000块。
Well, it's getting better.
我说，总比12,000块好点吧。
But they'd sold it already.
这个发动机也卖掉了。
Now what am I going to do?
那我现在该怎么办？
There's only one place left.
只剩下一家店了。
But other people had caught the vision. I had $9,100 now.
我现在筹款大概筹了9,100块。
Went to the last store.
所以我到了最后一家。
Yeah, we have one.
他们说我们有一个发电机。
How much you want for it?
你要多少钱呢？
$9,100.
9,100块。正好是我筹的那笔钱。
Isn't God good?
神是不是
He knew exactly what we needed.
神真的是
provided exactly what we needed.
我们就是，他就给我们供应我们正正需要。
And today we have a 13 kilowatt generator sitting at the orphanage.
所以在孤儿院今天就有一个1200瓦的这种一个一万两这个大的发电机在那儿。
But the Haitians can't afford to buy fuel for it.
但是海地人还得要给这个发电机买油啊！你没有油怎么发电机？
Wow.It always seems to be something.
所以看起来总是要有点问题，你不可能一劳永逸的。
So I'm praying, Lord.
所以我又祷告说，
What am I going to do?
我该怎么做呢？
Because when I go, the Lord always provides, and I can keep the generator running.
因为如果我在那边的话，我
But when I leave,
神总是
they don't have the money.
神总是会供应，所以总是有可以买油来让这个发电机工作。但是我离开了，他们从哪来拿这笔钱来买油呢？
So.I start praying, Lord.
所以我又开始祷告主啊。
What is it going to take?
要多少？
What about solar electric? Man, there's all kinds of sun down there.
那要不然我们用太阳能来发电呢？你那边有那个太阳总是跟我们这儿一样。
So I started praying. I couldn't afford to buy it and ship it down there. Just
但是
it's way out of price range.
但是这个太阳能板我要从这儿买了以后，从这儿运到海地去，就花太。
But God had a way of answering it a different way.
但是神用一个另一种方式回应。
The country of Haiti opened it up and says we're selling solar systems.
但是海地开始卖这个太阳能板了，鼓励大家用太阳能。
So now our orphanage has solar.
所以现在这个孤儿院已经有太阳能板来发电。
I was able to put solar in one part of the orphanage.For $3,500.
就要花3,500块，我们就把这个太阳板。
Well, that's with the 24-volt
装起来了。
Inverter system.
我们当时就需要一个24伏特的这个一个转换器。
8 batteries and a controller.
只要8节电池，然后一个控制器。
Do you realize how much money that would be here if you were doing that?
你如果在美国，可能要花很更大的。
You can't even begin to think that.
你根本不可能在就在美国做起来这样一个工程，可能要花很。
So then I've bought another whole system and put over the other part of the orphanage, and that's all in.
然后在那个孤儿院的另外一边，我又装了同样一套系统，所以他们现在就有太阳能。
And so now I have refrigerators.
所以现在有冰箱。
That can run on solar systems.
因为是用太阳能来供电的。
The Haitians are so excited; they got a refrigerator.
这些海地人简直。
They can put things in there.
高兴极了，终于有冰箱了，可以把食物。
Isn't God good?
神真的是美好。
That's why I can say a lot of those children would like to take place with a lot of the orphan children, if they could live in those circumstances.
你知道在海地那边有很多孩子都羡慕这些孤儿呢，因为这孤儿院的条件比他们家里条件还要好。
You know, it's just so thrilling to see how God has taken.
你看到神在他们。
We have a school there.
我们现在孤儿院有个学校。
We have about 150 students in our school.
在学校里150个学孩子。
Okay. The Lord has given me all the money to put solar in the school.
在学校里，神也给我足够的。
The money's there.
可以把这个太阳能板装。
Isn't God good?
神是不是？
He's already provided.
神从来都是在供应。
I can take you to the country of Haiti, and every project there is paid for.
我可以带你到我们在海地做的施工，每一个施工那个。当地的孤儿院啊，学校了，都没有欠钱，都是已经全都给父亲了。
The exciting part of it is he paid for it in advance.
神甚至都在提前。
I didn't have to borrow money.
他是之前就已经准备好这笔钱，所以我都不用去借贷款来做这些事情。
It's kind of neat how the Lord works things out.
真的，我们看到神可以让事情照着他要的方向发展。
And one of the things that I've seen is that over the years I've taken TLC groups.Men's groups down to Haiti.
我曾经带了很多这边的团体去海地，包括就是弟兄的祷告会啊，这些不同的团体去。
Now, if I would ask you to raise your hand this morning in the young people,
我特别要问在座的年轻人
，How many have been to a foreign country other than China?
我想要问你，除了中国以外，你还去过别的什么外国吗？这些孩子们，如果你没去过的，请举手。
It's fun, isn't it?
去外国的经验是很好玩的，是吧
yeah, ？It's fun because you know I say to a group I take groups I say where do you want to what do they want to do? Most kids want to go. They want to enjoy themselves.
我就问这些孩子们去外国之前去海地之前你到那里想干什么？这孩子们就想去找些乐子玩呗。
Well, just think about this. I took.A group of eight last June.
去年六月份，我带了上个去年六月份，我带了八个孩子。
And we put on 87 gallons of paint. 87 gallons of paint we put on the school.
我们在学校里头放了八十propane 油煤气是不是？87个加仑的那个气。
Yeah, in gallon. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of paint.
很多是不是？
And we still had time to play.
我们当时帮着学校把这个工程做完了，但是还是有时间带着孩子们一起去玩一玩。
Haiti has one of the seventh wonders of the world.
我们知道海地有世界上七大奇观之一。
It's called the Citadel. Now, and when I said that, I think it's been replaced as the seventh. Anyways, it's up there.
但是就是当时。
It's one of the wonders of the world.
大概被称为世界七大奇迹之一的一个。
So I always make it a point. I always take.A group to the citadel.
我还是真的是我们完成工程之后还有时间带着他们去参观这个第七大奇观。
Because you have to ride a mule to get there.
你得要骑着骡子上山才能看得到啊。
Or you can walk.
你也可以爬山自己去走了。
But it's straight up the mountain.
但是在山顶上。
And I've had people say, "Well, I'm just going to walk it."
有的人就跟我讲，那我就干脆走。
Then they take them long down the road. They're looking for a horse or a mule.
哎呦，他们爬呀爬的，发现最后累的不行了，还是要骑马或者骑骡子上去。
But it's a life-changing experience.
但是对他们来讲，这真的是让他们生命都有改变的一个经验。
And as I told you, I went to the mission field when I was 47.
我告诉大家，我去。
At 47, a lot of people are trying to think. I'm too old.
我那时候都已经四十七岁了，神呼召我去做宣教士。很多人说四十七了，我已经太老了，还去做宣教士。
God has a plan.
但是神有他的计划。
You can trust him.
你可以信靠神。
And I think I probably talked long enough.
我觉得可能占用大家时间已经很多了。
Wow, I better quit.
我最好还是停下吧。
But let me say this in quitting.
我想要在结束之前跟大家说。
God loves you.
神爱你。
Do you love him?
你爱神吗
？If you do, serve him.
如果你爱神，就服侍他。
And when you say to him.Here am I.
你跟神说，我在这里。
My heart is willing.
我的心是愿意的。
You'll be amazed where He'll put you.
你要看到神会带你朝什么地方去，你会感到惊奇。
And it could be right here.
可以是在就在这里。
It could be somewhere else.
也可能是别的什么地方。
There's need of people.
人 人们有需要。
Young and old.
年轻人，老年人。
Around the world.
这个世界各地都有人有需要。
To go and be all that God wants you to be.
去让神成为神让你做的那个人。
Thank you for letting me come and share.
谢谢大家给我机会来分享。
Probably a different type of message than what you're used to hearing.
跟你们平常听的信息可能不太一样。
But I want you to know.
但是我想要你知道。
I love Jesus.
我爱耶稣。
And I just want to be all that He wants me to be.
我就想要成为他要我成为的人。谢谢大家。